Welcome to the Red X Real Estate Podcast. Here, you'll discover how to create stability and opportunity for your business with tips, tricks, habits, and hacks from top-performing agents. If you'd like to receive notifications for new episodes, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever else you like to listen. And for even more updates on ebooks, webinar trainings, and other useful real estate content, head over to theredx.com/blog and click on any blog post to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everybody, to another great podcast here at the Red X Podcast, where we look all over this great country to find the best out there to help all of us be better agents. And today we have Dan Rochon all the way across the country from me, East Coast in Northern Virginia. Dan, say hi to our audience. We're so glad you're here with us.
Hello, audience. Thanks for having me.
And as you join, you can go ahead and throw in the comments where you're joining from. And we'll say hi. And then as this is a participatory event. So as we go, if you have a question, throw it in there. We'll try to get to it live. If not, then we'll keep the conversation going at the Lead Gen Conversation, our Facebook group. And so that you never miss any action here at the Red X Podcast, make sure you're subscribed. You can subscribe here on YouTube, wherever you're watching, or at redx.com/podcast. And you won't miss another episode. So we love having you here. But right now we want to talk more with Dan and what he's doing. He'll tell you a little bit more about himself, but what I'm interested in and hope we talk more about is Dan's been in the business since the first recession. So he's already right now going into 2023. But Dan, will tell us a little more about yourself and then let's talk business.
All right. Thanks for having me again, Robert. And my name's Dan Rochon. I, as you mentioned, been a real estate agent since 2007. And just like many agents, my first 6 months of business was rough. So rough, I had to pay my mortgage on my credit card, you know, but, you know, I was able to sort of figure things out relatively quickly. Had my first close in April 2008. And then April 2009, I bought the brokerage that I worked for and owned that for 10 years. I'd say the thing that I'm most proud of my whatever, you know, perceived accomplishments is that I've had no broke months as an agent since 2008 with an average of 10 monthly sales. So that's something that definitely have had a consistent, predictable income in my business.
That is awesome. And that's why we've got you on here, Dan, because we've got a lot of people, especially over the last couple of years, market has been hot and you know they were getting sales. But as the market has shifted, that's slowing down. And so, you know, people are getting nervous, especially those that haven't been in the business super long. And so that's who we have tuning in to talk about that. But where we kind of wanted to start is taking a little bit of step back, I think, to talk about knowing your why before we even jump into getting all the business. And so let's just start there.
So when you think about the why, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of mentors, brokers, coaches who talk about the big why. And so you've probably heard of the big why. What I like to talk about is the little why. So what's the little why? The little why is the no BS, the no bogus. It's the straight up, like, why are you selling real estate today? Is it so that you can pay your rent, pay your mortgage, never have to drive an Uber? Is it to prove to your ex-husband that he was wrong and you're good enough? Right? Like, for real, why are you selling real estate? And once you discover and you really, you know, you really answer the question bluntly and honestly and vulnerable and authentically, I'm selling real estate right now to be able to make my car payment. When I started real estate sales, I was a waiter before I started. At that time in my life, I sold real estate so I never have to go wait tables again. And so wherever you are, I encourage for you to answer that question. And then when you answer that question, ask yourself a follow-up question, which is, what's important to me about that? And so whatever you said is, I'm going to sell real estate to, you know, never drive an Uber. Well, what's important to me about that? And then you write down the answer to that, whatever that may be. Then I'm going to suggest that you ask yourself one more time, what's important to you about that? Now, I know it's the same question. I know we just asked it twice. In fact, I'm going to encourage for you to continue asking it until you get to an answer that really sings to your heart, to an answer that, you know, like really is like, boom, yeah, that's it. And then when you get to that answer, I want you to take all those answers to the what's important to me about that in between. I want you to go ahead and swipe right, so that what you're left with is, I sell real estate too, ... And what's important to me about that is whatever it may be. For me, I sell real estate so that I can afford to pay for my daughter's private school. And what's important to me about that is it allows for me to perceive myself that I'm a worthy father. Now, once I discover that and I understand that that's my why, then what I would encourage for you to do is to write it on a sticky note. And you take that sticky note and you put it on your keyboard, on your computer, or your workplace, so that you can always be present to that. And now you're going to treat that like a compass. And what do I mean by treat it like a compass? What I mean by that is you're going to treat it like a compass to keep you in the actions that are going to cause a result. And if you choose to do something that's not an action that causes a result, that's fine. Yet, I'm going to encourage for you to look on your keyboard on that sticky note that you just wrote down why you sell real estate and what's important to you about that ultimately. And then when you look at that, make a choice. And whatever choice you make, that's cool. But the practice is to be able to be aware of the choice that you're making. And so that's the way that I would encourage for the listeners and the viewers to consider your why.
And do you find that a lot of agents, especially those starting out, start with similar whys? Like you say, hey, here's where a lot, I think, of agents start with their why. But once they ask themselves some deeper questions, they get further down.
Well, 100%, you got your license for freedom and money. So that's 100%.
That's okay? Where they start.
Oh, everybody, every real estate agent. Like if you're watching this or listening to this right now, why did you get your real estate license? It has some sort of version of money and freedom. Okay, like it's that's why we get our license. Now, getting your real estate license is one of the easiest thing you can ever imagine. You know, it's 60 hours of classwork for most states, $3,000, boom, you're a business owner. And as many who are watching or listening right now understand, it's also one of the most challenging, difficult professions to be able to succeed in. And so that's why I start with, why are you doing this? So now you've got a clarity on why you're doing this. And then now the next thing you're going to do is say, well, what am I going to do to be able to focus on the actions that are going to produce results? There's five of them as a real estate sales agent. No one ever gave you your job description. Here it is. We call this CPI time. CPI stands for consistent and predictable income. The five activities of CPI time are number one. And if you're not driving right now and you got a pen and paper, write this down. Number one, hey, Robert's got his pen and paper.
That's right. I'm ready.
Lead generate. So in other words, go find business. Use Red X and go find business. Or however else you want to find business. So number one, lead generate. Number two, convert those leads to meet with you. Number three, once you convert those leads to meet with you, go and meet with them for the purpose to get hired. Number four, negotiate. And number five, practice your script and role play. That's your job description. So I'll say that quickly one more time.
Generate,
convert the leads to an appointment, meet with them so that you get hired, negotiate, and practice your script and role play. Those are your money making activities. That's your job description as a real estate agent. That's CPI time. So now that you know that that's your job description, and it goes back to, you wrote down that why, you put it out on a sticky note. When you want to get distracted by building a web page, designing a flyer, or a business card, recognize that it's not on your dollar producing activities.
I like that.
And then make a choice, because you can look at that sticky note and you say, oh, wait, I'm getting distracted from my dollar making activities. And now I'm going to choose whether if I do it or not. Now, there's a million and one things we have to do as real estate agents, right? So because of that, you know, yes, you have to do a CMA. yes, you have to put the, you know, you have to get a buyer's representation agreement together and a exclusive right to list agreement together, et cetera. Yet, when you do it, just recognize that you're doing non-money-making activities. And then you could consider like, well, what can I do to be able to get somebody else to do this for me? Because right now I'm not making money. You could hire a virtual assistant. You could get your son or your daughter or your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you can do to be able to leverage that off. You know, I'm assuming that your boyfriend or girlfriend are, you know, game for it, right? They may not be. Whatever you could do to leverage that off, you should consider to do so. Even if, you know, even if you can't leverage it off, at least recognize that what you're doing outside those five activities is something that's not making you money today. So let's consider like how in the future can I leverage this off, you know, moving forward.
Yeah. And that really helps focus. I mean, you started with why, mm-hmm. but then we jumped into really the tactics of it, of that job description, which I love because that those five things, that's a super short way to kind of put it all together of what's actually important, right? Of what's going to make you money if you do those activities regularly.
Daily. Right? Like that's your job description. Okay. If that's your job description, if you work at McDonald's and you go to work and you say, well, I'll make burgers tomorrow, you're not going to have a job.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So now, okay. If that's your job description, now here's a little hack. A little hack to this is if you already have your papers out, keep your papers out. Cause I'm going to give you another exercise to do. I want you to ask yourself, what are your superpowers? What does your parents say you do really well? What does your best friend say you crush it at? Your spouse, whoever, the people that know you the best, they say Robert is a freaking rock star podcaster.
That's what they say.
That's all they say. He can't do anything else, but man, that dude can podcast. Okay. So whatever it is that is your strengths. We're not talking about real estate sales. We're just talking about your strengths. We're just talking about your strengths in life. And I want you to write down every single thing that you are really good at doing, every single thing that you enjoy doing. And do this exercise tonight. If you're listening to this on a replay on the podcast, when you're done listening to it, take some time, take 30 minutes out of your day today. And just sort of think like, what am I great at doing? What do I like doing? Again, nothing to do with real estate. And write down, just sort of let your brain go wild and write down every single thing that comes to your mind. Then take that piece of paper and push it aside. The next exercise, what are all the ways that I could get business from? At the No Broke Months website, nobrokemonths.com, we have a list of here's all the different ways that you can get business. So some of those ways: for sale by owners, expireds, open houses, Facebook advertising, door knocking, networking, there's video marketing. There's so many different ways that as a real estate agent, you can find business. So on a separate piece of paper, you write down every single way you can possibly imagine that you could get business. Now you should have two pieces of paper. Now at this point, you have all your superpowers, all your strengths, and you have all the options of how to get business. So now in a third session, you match and you say, okay, which of my superpowers matches with one of these ways to do business? So instead of doing business, like I'm not going to tell you as an agent to say, go pound on doors, go beg your family and friends, go take out your phone right now, A to C, call them today, beg them for the business. Tomorrow, D to E, F. Okay, like that doesn't make sense unless if that makes sense for you. Okay, go to for sale by owners. Again, if that's your superpower, freaking go for it. But if that makes you like want to throw up and, you know, go underneath the table and cry, don't do it. So you take all your superpowers, you take all the options and you just basically crisscross and you say, okay, I love going to parties. When I go to a party, I am the, you know, the gleaming person and everybody knows that I'm there and I make people feel good. And maybe I'm a little touchy feely. Maybe I'll tap Robert on the shoulder when I'm talking to him. And, you know, people have that little flutter in their stomachs. Right. And I have that, flutter in my stomach. Well, guess what? Maybe you may be great at doing open houses. Okay. If that's you, if that's your superpowers. So instead of going to go call expired listings, maybe I'm going to go do open houses. And so now I'm going to match up my strengths with the options. And then that then fills in number one of your CPI time of lead generation. So we define that as your way. Because the reality of it is that the gurus are wrong. There's not one way to make sales. There's so many gurus out there that will say, go do this, go do video marketing, go bang on doors, go beg your friends and family, go, you know, whatever the case may be, go cold call, circle prospect. Yes, if that's for you. And by the way, Red X will, you know, I have to, you know, plug it back to Red X, right? If that's your way and you're looking for a great resource, use Red X. But if it's not your way, then still use Red X, but you know.
There we go. I like that answer. No, no, but I like what you're saying, and it makes a ton of sense. There's anywhere, depends on what you read, but 1.8 million real estate agents, right? And
there's a lot.
And whatever it is, 100,000 licensed, and you know, like there's a ton of them, right? And they're all selling houses in different ways. And what you're saying is, because there's more than one way to do it,
find
match the one that works the best for you. So I like it. It's kind of one of those things that you're like, well, Dan, everybody knows that. No, they don't, or they'd all do it.
No.
But it makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, it's just break it down to the simple. It really is. Break it down to the simple. Now that becomes your job description. Now you want to figure out 1 to 3 ways of short-term lead generation and one way for long-term lead generation. So a long-term lead generation strategy would be something like neighborhood marketing, you know, to a neighborhood niche. It'd be something like sociographic marketing, networking. Those things take you around 18 months to start producing results. And the reason, well, I'll tell you why you want a long-term here in a second, but let's go back to the short-term. So you want 1 to 3 short-term. The 1 to 3 short-term will feed you today.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 3 short-term tactics out of the, you know, 87 million different ways you can get business. These are the 3 ways that one of them will probably work for you. And those are open houses, for sale by owners, the easy way, or the Facebook lead generation strategy. When I say the for sale by owner, the easy way, what I mean by that is instead of going to go bang people over top of the head, instead set an appointment with them by sending them an easy text. You can send a text to them and say, hey, is 123 Main Street still available? Yes. Great. Are you willing to pay X% compensation or an X% finder's fee? Don't say commission. Whatever, because commission, they don't like that. Yeah. Okay. They say, yes. Great. When can I come by the property? Can I come by tomorrow at 2 or can I come by the day after at 3? They say the day after at 3, or they give you some sort of objection. You handle the objection. You stay on the script. Then when you go to meet with them, you meet with them with a help kit in hand for the purpose not to get hired, for the purpose to create the relationship. And you give them the help kit and you say, Mr. For Sale by Owner, I prepared this guide for you because I respect you very much and I know you're selling on your own. Unlike all those other agents who are going to come and beat you up and ask you and beg you for your business, I prepared this for you so that you can use this to sell it on your own.
I like that.
Why would I do that? Because I know that oftentimes for sale by owners end up hiring an agent. And if that become you, if you want to hire an agent in the future, I just want the opportunity to apply for the job. Does that sound like a fair exchange, Mr. For Sale by Owner? And then you create the relationship through there. So you're asking for a future opportunity of the business. So you're not getting that rejection. And you're setting yourself up so that if they do decide to hire an agent, that becomes you.
Yeah. And provide value first. But you provide value for them before they become your client.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 out of 5 will hire you, by the way. 1 out of 5 who you meet with will hire you. Okay. Throughout the pandemic, the number was around 1 out of 7 when, you know, when the properties were flying off the shelf. They're back down to that 1 out of 5, which is, you know, that's a great rate. So if you want to list 50 homes this next year, go to 1 for sale by owner each day. Provide them value, stay in touch with them, and 1 out of 5 on average will end up hiring you when you provide them with value. The third tactic I mentioned to you was the Facebook lead generation strategy. That's where you just simply, you know, what does a buyer want? Buyer wants a home. So you simply advertise a home on Facebook. The prospect comes in, they see that home, they give you their data, you give them a call. Now, 1 out of 100 will be somebody that's going to buy in the next 45 days. That means 99 out of 100 won't.
Yeah. It's important to know.
Okay. All right. So when you understand that, then you can understand to say, if I get 10 leads today, in 10 days, I've got a valid prospect that will close within 45 days, but I got to call every single one of them. I need to have a system to be able to do so. And I need to have a system for the people I don't get today for me to contact them tomorrow or the next day, et cetera. And so if you want to do business today, and if you're willing to put a little bit of money into an investment into advertising and then follow up with them, that would be the way that I would do business. So it's, again, it's either the for sale by owner, the easy way that I described, the Facebook lead generator, or the open house. I'll mention something about the open house real quick. Treat it like an event. Treat it like you're hosting a party. Because not only can you get the business at the open house, but you can also get the validity of you as a real estate agent professional to your sphere when you're promoting that on your social media, for example. Everybody, literally, A&E lives because of this. I don't know if it's great. Like, people have this misperception of what real estate agents do. They want to be us, or at least they think they want to be us, and they want to eavesdrop on what we do. It's easy to show them at an open house and they're interested in that. They want to see what you do as an agent. So promote it, because not only do you have the opportunity to get business at the open house and from the nosy neighbors who may be selling in the future, but you also have the opportunity to be able to create mindshare within your own sphere.
Well, I like the three that you picked, because as you talked about, you know, there's all these different kinds of people and different kinds of ways to do it. You know, open house, it's one to many, you're in a group, you're an event, or the for sale by owner that you talked about that involves the phone and some one-to-one, and or Facebook, which is takes a step back from that. Then you start running things online. Eventually you're going to have to contact them as well, like a for sale by owner. But
what is a contact sport? You won't get hired without a conversation.
Yeah, I can promise you that. Everyone, 100% of your listings happen because you actually made contact, right?
A single time. I was just actually thinking through if that's true. If there's ever been a time where I've not had a conversation with the seller, I don't think there's ever been a time. There's been some times where I've had people like in Germany or whatever, and we've talked one or two times, you know, but never met, but never been a time I hadn't at least had one conversation with somebody. Doesn't happen.
Yeah. You could, I mean, that's part of the, it's part of almost every part of what your 1 through 5 on your CPI list, right? Here's you're going to be talking to people, right? Conversations have to happen.
But again, find your special way, find your God-given unique talent and lean into that. Now that becomes your job description. Because where the agents, where they get confused is they try to do 18 different things at the same time. Go back to the open house. If I'm an open house agent, you know what I'm doing on Saturday? 2 open houses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing on Sunday? 2 open houses. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm following up on those people and I'm taking them out, looking at homes. Thursday, Friday, I'm taking off. Okay. But by the way, I only work 5 days. I've only ever worked 5 days in the business. Sometimes 5.5, like I'll take listing appointments on Saturday mornings, you know, if I can't get them in anywhere else. But I'm not going to, like, I work basically a 50-hour schedule every single week, but I'm really intentional about the actions that I take.
I love it. And Dan, I think scratched the surface, even though I love everything that we've talked about. And so I imagine we're going to have you back. Cause like I said, I want to talk more about what, you know, what you've been doing the last 15 years and how you're ready for 2023. We got that coming up. But I love everything we talked about. We are getting tight on time. So I want to I want to hear just kind of the last thing that you'd want to leave with the audience today. And then we got to have you back so we can talk more.
I'd love to come back. I want to give you an invitation. If you want to hear more about the strategies that I'm talking to you about today, I do a free listing challenge at www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. I invite for you to save your seat, and I will go through these three tactics that I talked to you about today, and I'll reveal to you exactly how you can do this in today's market. If you're afraid about what's going to happen in the market coming soon, don't be, because I promise you there's a way you can succeed, and I want to be able to show you how. So that's 5daylistingchallenge.com. Now, here's my thing that I want to leave everybody with. I want to leave this with you. I want you to understand that you can do this. I want you to understand that you have permission to believe in yourself. Because every single person who's listening to these words right now, you've had successes in the past. You are a successful person. You're a highly capable person. And you have the right to believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, borrow my belief and allow for me to believe in you. Allow Robert to believe in you. Allow your family to believe in you and others to believe in you. Because God put you here for a reason. And you deserve to have the success and reach the goals that you intend to reach. So that's what I want to make sure that everybody hears on this show.
I love that, Dan. And that's a great way to wrap it up. And hey, I do believe in you. I believe in you too, Dan. Hey, and right. I just wanted to revisit. We had a couple people that said, hey, I just got here late. And so I wanted, because I loved your 5 CPI activities, lead generate. This is a job description. I love it. And we like everyone should get it after they take the exam so that they know what they're going to do all the time, right? 1, lead generate. 2, convert leads for appointments. 3, meet with the purpose to get hired. 4, negotiate. And 5, be practicing those scripts and objections. Love it. Those are great activities. That's the job description. Dan, yeah, and we only got through number 1. We didn't even get all the way through number 1. But that's why we're going to have you back. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy week to be here with us and share this with the audience and help people be ready for the market that we're in. I love the closing message of, hey, everyone that's going to be working hard, this is an opportunity right now. And there's ways to do that. Make sure you look for Dan at his website. And everybody, thank you for joining us every week. We will be here this same time, same place next Thursday. You want to know more about our past episodes and our upcoming episodes, just subscribe at redx.com/podcast. And we will see you again next week. Make sure you subscribe so that we see you every week. And have a great rest of your day. Thanks for joining us.